solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge for the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have... Oh crap, I didn't get this ready. Nadine, your... Healing Hufflepuff.
Hot Hufflepuff.
Cause you're the only... Hot Hufflepuff.
And Angela, your Sly Slytherin.
Okay, we did not have our Ravenclaw with us today to come up with our super awesome adjectives that go along with the subject, and I totally forgot to research them.
So we did three-letter adjectives, when typically there are 15 letters to an adjective from our...
And I could never pronounce them.
Sly and hot are what you get today.
There we go. But yeah, today it's just me and Angela. Sister.
Never knew how much we twisted. Now everybody sees how different we have come to be.
Okay. So, today, a little intro for you is that all of your hosts at We Solemnly Swear have been pregnant in the year 2020. So it's been a lot on a lot of our minds, and we were discussing this, and Angela actually came up with this fun idea of, like, we should, like, theorize and talk about what Lily's pregnancy was like and her birth. Like, I've never really thought about the Wizarding World labor and delivery style.
Yeah. Like, what sort of witches are out there that like natural remedies to healing versus magical remedies to labor? Or are they actually, like, you know, sitting in the hospital room, in a delivery room with a St. Mungo's doctor helping them push a baby out? Or is there, that's like, true. A spell? Like, is it at home? Do they have at-home births? And they just spell. Say a spell?
Accio.
Accio. Baby.
Well, I always remember, like, when we were inventing our own spells and our own potions, Angela, you were pregnant mm-hmm. at the time, and that was your mm-hmm. spell.
That was my
was,
spell.
Like, growing a baby faster than 9 months. Like, can we speed up this process, please? But we know that wizards feel pain. Like, there's the Cruciatus curse, and Harry's definitely shown us throughout the books that they feel pain. So we know that there's probably a lot of pain still associated with childbirth mm-hmm. and pregnancy. But it made me wonder, because there are certain medications, like, that you're not allowed to take during birth, and you're not allowed to take during labor because it crosses through into your child. So it made me wonder if the same thing applied to, like, potions, because I'm like, for me, I would want, like, a calming potion, like, stat.
Uh-huh.
And, but then would a calming potion or a calming draught mm-hmm. take effect your baby? And are they not allowed to take things like that? Just like we're not allowed to take, like, morphing and all the things to, like, help us through the...
Yeah.
You either have to get an epidural because it doesn't go to the child, or you go naturally and do other things. But that's an interesting point that you brought up, Ange, is that there's probably natural things, well, like, just yeah. like in the Muggle world, there's, like, birthing balls and bath and all these other remedies that you do when you go naturally or non-medicated, that there might be some things like that in the wizarding world that kind of translate that way too. Like, potion, like, did you have a potion or non-potioned birth? You know what I mean?
Yes, I think that's where my mind is at in these questions, because... when you make a potion, you use herbs You use a bug art. You use all sorts of...
A bug art?
A bug art. A bug? Oh, no, shoot. I mean a bezoar. A bug art.
Like, why do you use a bug art?
Yes. A bezoar.
My worst fear.
Gillyweed. Like, there are tons of magical plants we know in herbology. That I think wizards would consider that there is a natural remedy way, but with still, you know, magic involved. Like, it's a magical herb, and it's a magical, I don't know, potion that you can take that is natural for a wizard or a witch. I mean, a witch, because we're talking about labor here, so a witch would take. So, yeah, but the question in my mind is, like, we have the war constantly in the Wizarding World of, like, discrimination between if you're pure blood or if you're mud blood, and basically how pure is your blood. And I would feel like that there would definitely be a circle of discrimination on witches of, like, hopefully just, like, the, you know how we just, like, we all face, like, some sort of, like, mom shaming or, like, oh, I want to go natural and there's no way I'm going to take an epidural, when really it's, like, you can choose your own birth plan.
Either way.
Yeah, don't feel like you have to be like her or have her same kind of experience or force yourself into someone else's, like, birth experience because of how natural it was or whatever. I'm probably just speaking from experience, but I have felt that before. So I just have wondered in the Wizarding World if it's like, oh, if you choose to be, you know, if you choose to have a natural birth, you're trying to be like a muggle.
You're trying to be like a muggle.
And if you want to be a muggle, then you don't belong with the pure blood, you know, like.
I can totally see. I mean, I think a lot of that's human nature. The weird example that I think of is, like, it's just, it's that, I think it's a comparison thing. Like, it's a human nature.
To compare.
Because I think, like, right now, it just popped in my head, like, the Grinch. when, like, they're putting up the Christmas lights. And then the one lady has, like, the better Christmas lights. And she's just like, oh, crap. Like... And she feels judged and looked down upon because she didn't have that. Uh-huh. And it's like, really, it doesn't matter, you know?
Enjoy the Christmas spirit.
It's a really, really silly example.
Enjoy the Christmas spirit.
But I do think, I think that, I do think that you see, we see a lot of that already in the books. So I could definitely
basically,
see it.
The Wizarding World is pretty similar to our life experiences. You know, we still have discrimination. We still have, wars between people who are different from you or different religions or beliefs. Like, you will still see that in the Wizarding World. That's the only difference is that they have different tools of, like, tackling these challenges and different upbringings, and that's what makes it fascinating. And so I'm just, like, fascinated to, like, I know it sounds weird, but, like, all day I'm just like, I wonder if Lily, you know, like, her water broke, and, like, she's like, James, we need to go to St. Mungo's, my water broke. And he's like, oh my, we're having a baby. And then they get to the hospital
and he, like, sends a Patronus to Sirius, like, he's coming. They are coming.
The baby's coming. So and she's like huffing and puffing through contractions, and she's, you know, able to make it through a couple, and maybe it's like a 2-day labor, and she's just like, can I please have something to take the edge off? And they'll be like, yes, yes, you can have this potion. This will only take away, you know, the back, contractions, or if you're feeling more aches in the, your ribs. We can have you take this potion. And maybe she's like, no, I just don't want to feel any pain at all. Okay, okay, okay. We have a potion for that too. And it's probably beautiful. Like, they probably have a potion for everything. Like, how do you want your birthing experience to be? If you don't want a potion, just, like, push, Lily. You know, do you want... Your husband to say, Akio, baby? Because we could do that, too. That's a fun experience.
Can you imagine, like, a father somewhere had to have tried it. And I feel like, but I don't know. Like, I feel like someone would have to have tried it. Probably a Ravenclaw trying to experiment. Like, we never know if it works until we try. Yes. And then, like, what if it was actually super bad for the mom, because the baby's still attached to the mom through the placenta. If you were to just be like, Akio, baby, just like,
yeah, maybe they go,
it could, like, be really bad. Anyways, we don't want to get too graphic here, especially for our viewers that have never experienced birth. It's a very pleasant, very beautiful thing.
Very beautiful. Beautiful beauty. What I love about the word beauty is that it's in the eye of the beholder. So if you worked really hard for your baby, it's beautiful. Like, in your eyes, like, you worked so hard, and it's beautiful. And anyways, you just reminded me of, like, birthing classes that parents usually take. Mm-hmm. And I just imagine that if the father wants to be that involved, you know, in a wizarding world birth, and they want to use the Akio spell, that they are in birthing classes, like, practicing, like, slow Akios, like, so that you, so the baby comes out slower, baby, instead of, like, a big, like, their birthing classes are, like, slowing down their spells, and,
that's slowed down, not as powerful.
Yeah.
That's funny. I always, like, when our mom described how I was born, she was always like, you just came so fast. And I think one time she just said, like, you just shot out or something. Uh-huh. And so my whole, like, upbringing, I always imagined, because she said that the doctor had to catch me. I couldn't relate it to anything. So I imagined this, like, football throw where it was just, like, the doctor, like, had to catch me and I just, like, shot out. And, like, that's always how I imagined that it worked.
Oh, and wow.
I learned later, that's not how that works.
That's not how babies come out. Yeah, so to our viewers out there that have not really experienced the miracle of life and birth up close besides your own when you were an infant, because, yes, you did experience it, actually. Don't say you haven't.
Yeah, everyone has experienced it in one way or another, whether you remember it or not.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes I think my children, like, re-experience that trauma.
Oh, dear.
I know that sounds really weird, but, like, when my daughter tries to put on a shirt and it's, like, too tight around her head and she starts screaming, I'm like, oh, I wonder if she's being triggered right now.
She's like, I know, that's weird.
I just think it's wonderful. I bet it's a magical experience. And I think that... I think of the love goods, like, when you think of natural childbirth in the wizarding world.
Oh, yeah, they were all up about
that. I bet they were all about that, you know? But
they
also...
They were out in the forest.
Yep. So
the crumple horn snorkak.
I love that you mentioned that, like, oh, send a Patronus. Like, that's so beautiful.
Tell,
like,
everyone.
Could you imagine a Patronus that just, you know, danced around your living room as a grandmother, and you're like... Oh, the baby. That's the Lily's baby. Patronus. The baby must be coming. And it's just like, it must be so beautiful to think of those moments were like. And then I think of the Weasleys. And
like, magical.
What they must have experienced having six kids. Six or six?
More than that.
Seven? Bill, Charlie, Percy, twins, Ron, Ginny. Seven.
Yep.
So seven births. Like, and they say that, you know, each baby, you kind of get better at giving birth. Your body's more, like, practiced.
Used to it, yeah.
So you're kind of, you should expect your next labor to be quicker. Pushing should be quicker. Could you just imagine, like, what if, like, a magical, like, moment... the seventh baby for Molly, she just sneezed and, like,
Like, you always wish. You always wish that would happen. Never has happened for me yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's super fun to think about, and I'm really glad that we were able to just talk about it, and it was like a happy subject, I think, to talk
it's
about.
It's a good subject.
And like I said, it's been on all of our minds. Yes. One of us is about to have a baby in, like, a week, and everyone else, we've got another baby on the way, and then the others were born earlier in the year, in the summer, so... Just really exciting times over at Excuse We Solemnly me. Swear.
I'm and, just spreading the corona over here. I apologize.
But yeah, like, if you guys have any, you as our listeners, if you've ever thought about this or we've sparked questions in your minds by listening to us,
just or just your out. Imagination that's, like, yeah. helped you, like, what, if you have, like, oh, what if it's like this because your mind was able to wander on the topic and come up with something creative. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, we totally want to hear it. And, like, also reach out to us if you have any canon or, like, facts on the matter. Because, honestly, we didn't do any research for this one. This is just us. Totally not scripted, you can probably tell. But we're just theorizing and talking and having fun. So if you've come across anything in your research, any writing from J.K. Rowling on the matter, or, like, any cool fan fiction or anything like that, we would love, like, information on that too. So just reach out to us if you have any insider questions. Let us know, and we would love to hear from you. You can find us at Facebook, We Solemnly Swear, Instagram, We Solemnly Swear Cast, and our email is wesolemnlyswearcast@gmail.com.
Mischief managed.